Welcome to Dear Legal Ops, the podcast tackling tough topics impacting today's evolving legal operations profession anonymously.
This podcast is made for and by the Legal Ops community.
We will hear trailblazing tales and lessons learned from seasoned professionals, change makers, and community champions.
Join us as we go on a journey of delightful insights and enthusiastic ideas that will inspire you to find your inner brilliance, personally and professionally. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Dear Legal Ops. I'm your co-host, Tommy Tavares Ferreira. As the sun sets on this year, we're embarking on a reflective journey through the evolving landscape of legal ops. In this episode, we're not just looking at what we've learned. We're setting our sights on the horizon of 2024, where new opportunities for growth and education await us. Our letter today comes from Dora, the DLO Explorer, at the crossroads of education and experience. With a map of career aspirations and a compass for new opportunities, Dora is ready to navigate the uncharted territories of legal ops. She's searching for hidden treasures and certifications and alternative learning paths, eager to unlock new horizons in her career. Joining us on this quest is our esteemed guest, Bianca Weber, Senior Manager, Legal Affairs, Strategy, and Operations at Otsuka. Together, we'll explore how certifications can be as valuable as a traditional four-year degree, delve into the power of the in-house community, and reflect on personal and professional growth. This episode isn't just about certifications. It's about the journey of learning, the paths we choose, and how we can all grow together in the vibrant world of legal ops. So grab your glass and get comfy as we dive into this episode with Bianca. We're bridging the gap between the voices behind the letter and our dynamic community, gearing up for success, growth, and discovery in legal ops. But first, grab that glass and get comfy as we dig deeper into Dear Legal Ops.
Our letter today comes from Dora, the DLO Explorer, all the way from Adventure Avenue. Our intrepid listener writes, "Dear Legal Ops, as I pack my backpack for another year of adventures in the vast and varied landscape of legal ops, I find myself at a crossroads marked education and experience. With my trusty map of career aspirations and a compass pointing towards new opportunities, I'm eager to embark on a journey of professional development. But as I navigate through the wilderness of certifications and all these alternative learning paths, I wonder, in the diverse terrain of legal ops, how do I choose the right trail? As the new year unfolds, I'm setting out to discover the hidden treasures of knowledge that lie beyond the conventional routes of academia. Are there uncharted courses or certifications in the legal ops world that could unlock new horizons for my career? And how do we, as fellow explorers in this field, share these paths to ensure no one hikes alone? With my map spread out and my compass in hand, I'm ready to chart a course for growth and discovery. Help me and be the guiding star in my quest to navigate the exciting but often perplexing world of legal ops education." Tommy.
Hello and welcome.
Ooh, it's cold up in here being the end of the year. I'm already missing my warm weather, but the great news is in our little DLO studio today, the warmest and brightest of guests that we have had, Bianca Weber. Bianca, how are you doing today?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. Yeah. I am cold though, I tell you. I am in Virginia and it is beginning to snow. So I'm both excited and a little like, uh-oh, did I properly prepare for this?
Are you grabbing a hot cup of cocoa or coffee or whatever your beverage of choice is and bundling up? Or are you more like a beach outdoor, get me in a swimsuit type person?
I am definitely a fall and winter girl. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's beyond hot chocolate. I'm a fatty, so I am definitely going to be baking cookies, sitting in front of a fireplace, and trying not to eat the whole tray.
I've been on the search for this winter has brought me on a search for the best hot chocolate. So I've been going all over New York City trying to find the best hot chocolate. I haven't found it yet, but Waffles and Dingy had one of the best so far. I think it might be pure chocolate. It was like, my eyes popped out of
my head. So the myth of serendipity is not true. Their hot chocolate is terrible.
You know, I think I'm going there soon with my family because we're doing like a, you know, New York City sort of tourist in the city thing. And I haven't yet to bring him to Serendipity. So thank you for that. So I will report back to DLO listeners and to you after I have it to report back and whether, no, so I'm still on the quest.
Wait, can we get some adult hot chocolate when we see each other this weekend, Tommy?
Oh, we sure can. There's so much going on in the city, Tom. We definitely can do adult hot chocolate.
I'm excited. I'm headed to New York this weekend to spend time out there. Yeah, so I get to hang out with, while we see each other here in the studio, I'm actually going to get to hang out with TNT in person. So.
Yes. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Now, where are you based, Tom?
So I'm based here in San Francisco, and which is interesting, right? Because I'm a West Coaster. Both of you are East Coasters.
That's right.
And our letter today coming from my favorite Dora the DLO Explorer. In prep for this episode, I was watching some YouTube videos, and there is one in which it's like an adult humor of Dora the Explorer. You have to look it up. It's a really good video that talks just about Diego and Swiper and the maps and everything. It's by Ariel Winter.
You've got to see the one where she talks about like, Dora, how are you going to solve this problem? Tequila.
Yes. And so me being on the West Coast and y'all being on the East Coast, I think, you know, something I would love to be able to start off and really diving into this letter today with Dora, our DLO Explorer, Bianca, is just we can look at the paths and how you actually got to the roles and the seats that you have been in. But let's just like dive into it first and foremost of in our field, we're barely defining what professional standards are. So how do you even determine the significance or importance of a certification or just what professional development and education looks like in our field?
Oh my gosh. When I think about education in legal ops, because really, let's be honest, it's still kind of niche. There's still a lot of organizations and firms that don't even have a legal ops professional in place yet. And they're still trying to build that out. So these four-year degrees where you've got a bachelor's in, I don't know, or a master's in management or administration or something like that still really doesn't scratch the surface of what we're doing in legal ops. So I think more and more employers are starting to notice that the certifications and the focus on legal ops and strategy and technology is just as important, if not more, than your four-year typical degree.
I come, and I have a feeling we're going to get into it, so I don't want to get too far in, but I come from this opinion of legal ops professionals come from various different backgrounds. Some are born of paralegals, right? Paralegals and leveled up. Some are contract managers and leveled up. Some come from the e-discovery place and leveled up. Some in law firms were the law firm like department managers or practice area managers. So we all come from these various different places. And I wonder, and so my long-winded point is we don't need a degree. We don't need a certification. We don't need a degree to sort of prove our worth or prove our chops. But I do wonder where the value is in showing that there's some uniformity there, which I think certifications and I think that, you know, degrees can provide. They're a shorthand, they're a shortcut to say, I learned X, Y, and Z. All of us know we're on the ground and we're learning it and we're doing it in our roles. But my, you know, as we think about like the pros and cons of whether or not we need these certifications, whether or not we need the uniformity, I have wondered whether there would be any value add to having that shortcut to people so that they know that we know certain things.
Bianca, this is a great pivot because when we were prepping for this call, right, when we were trying to really hone in on this letter that we thought your expertise and quite frankly, your passion for this topic of professional development and education and raising the standards, we talked about, without naming specific programs or whatever, you did take a legal operations-based or legal innovation and technology program. tell our listeners and Dora why you thought that was important, A, for what you needed, but B, to pair with your background leading up to that point. Because I think that's the important part that I think we're going to scratch really today here in this episode.
Just as Tommy was saying, is that, you know, we all come from different operational backgrounds. And so I fell into legal ops, to be honest with you. I came from operations in media. It was a little bit different. So it's doing production management, doing office operations. And so when I got into the legal field, which I was like, oh my God, this is a whole new world that I've never learned about. And this is amazing. I realized that there were definitely things within the legal industry that I needed to ensure that I had under my belt. And that's not something I went to school for. So I began to kind of take a deeper dive into what are the options out there, because as a mom of two, going back to college was not in the cards for me. I wasn't going to do it. And I just, you know, financially, it just was going to be a huge investment that I just couldn't take on. Looking into different programs, looking at the different associations, I realized that there was a lot out there that I could really benefit from. And so I happened to be with an employer that was really open to me continuing my education. Brought it to her attention. I said, hey, there's these different certification programs that are focused in on legal operations and innovation and technology. What are your thoughts? And her response was really, really great. And I'm starting to get this more and more when I speak to other employers. That's amazing. Go forward with it. We'll pay for this. We'll, you know, learn as much as you can, then come back and bring these new teachings into the organization and let's run from there. So I took one course, was really excited, learned a lot of different things, learned about technology that I didn't even know was out there, different platforms for billing, for processing CDAs, to how we could, you know, do, you know, Six Sigma processes. But in the legal world, I could ramble on and on forever and bore you probably. But what I came out from was taking these courses over 2-3 years has been amazing, because each course I've taken and each certification that I've gotten has honed in on a different aspect of legal operations. And so together, you get this well-rounded view of what legal operations is without having to go into a 4-year program that may only focus in on one area.
Yeah. Look, any education where you feel that you got something out of it is value add. What are the top 3 areas that you got out of it that you didn't have going in? What did you bring back to your boss when she said, bring it back and deploy it into your day-to-day?
I would say first and foremost was technology. That was a huge thing that I brought into the organization. We had no e-billing systems. We didn't even know that there were efficiencies that the paralegals could use in terms of processing the CDAs that they review, any of some of the other documents. Technology was a huge, huge thing for me to learn about. Number 2, I would say, really was learning about the way that attorneys think.
Interesting. So you went to a program for a legal operations professional and came out learning about the way that your colleagues think. I had not anticipated this answer.
Well, there you go. There you go. Look at me dropping a knowledge bomb.
You really did.
Honestly, I did not realize that attorneys can tend to look at operations differently, can tend to think of things in a different way. And so there's a lot of learning about how to persuade your colleagues on how to do things operationally. And there's a difference. There's a difference between doing that in a setting that's more media-based or a corporation and doing that in the legal space.
That's right. And do you think, and this may be a little bit provocative, but we like to get provocative here on DLO.
All right, let's do it. Let's get a little saucy.
Let's get a little provocative. Do you think that you could have, for example, if you joined, you know, a trade group like a CLOC or an ACC or any of the other myriad communities that are out there, even Legal.io has a community and there's other communities. Do you think you would have learned a bit about technology, maybe not the shortcut to how you sort of pitch to your maybe risk-averse colleagues. But would you have learned about the technology by being a part of a community or being part of a trade group? Do you think that a certification is needed for that? Or did you really learn more there than you had been learning just by being in a community?
I did learn more there. I did learn. I think it's really, really great to be a part of all of these communities like CLOC, like the ACCs. Even Practicing Law Institute has a legal operations component. There's ALA, which is also the Association of Legal Administrators. They also have certifications as well. Being a part of these communities is great. And on a surface level, you see what's there and what's out there in terms of technology, but how to implement that and how to really get your colleagues and get the GC or the deputy GC to really buy in. That's what I really learned in these certification courses.
This episode is made possible by our sponsor, Legal.io. Legal.io is the fastest growing community and marketplace for legal talent. Legal.io connects legal professionals to resources and opportunities at the world's leading in-house departments and firms. Legal.io is the launchpad for legal careers, matching legal ops professionals, attorneys, paralegals, and so many other legal professionals at some of the world's most exciting companies, with a level of precision that only a data-driven, vertical-specific marketplace can provide. Supported by significant investors like Tiger Global, Legal.io is redefining the legal workspace. If you want to learn about the enterprise marketplace solution for legal talent, access salary surveys with compensation data as unique as you, and join their vibrant in-house legal community, visit www.legal.io. That's LEGAL.io. Legal.io, your gateway to a global legal talent marketplace designed with the legal operations community in mind.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I've yet to hear anyone speak about legal ops and this strategy that you have, how to, you know, further your career within the field without your typical degree, because this community, this is what it really is about. You know, at Legal.io, we're here to help in-house professionals ultimately further their career, but something that I have been really scratching at, trying to spend a lot of my quote-unquote free time, whatever we want to call that these days, you know, and looking at the larger landscape of the legal operations community about alternative educational options. And that for me is, I think, just it's a great Pandora's box, if you will, because Bianca, to your point, you went to this program, you ultimately had an educational component that showed you how different legal ops is from operations in a regular corporation, because you didn't come in with that traditional legal background, where Tommy and I both came in, you know, through paralegal and legal support and law firm front door areas or specialties before coming in-house. I myself went to a university and got my master's degree in legal studies. And the TLDR on that was, I had the legal background, but for me, it was a check-the-box option. Did it provide me with more operationally focused content or learnings? No. I was learning that as I was climbing my career path and then making the switch from law firm to in-house. But what it did help me with was writing and communication skills at a graduate degree level, as opposed to just an undergrad. And I think that helped a different skill set for me. So that is all kind of wrapping this up. To Tommy, where are you on this continuum, right? Because Bianca had gone out and sought, like a lot of individuals, a specific educational accredited program, whether it's specifically in legal operations, whether it's an MBA to get business skill sets. I took the approach of I needed more leadership and master's degree programs and educational opportunities to help me climb my career ladder. Where are you on this spectrum?
I was just about to ask Bianca about leadership because that was what I was hoping would be sort of the third. So it sounds like we got technology and persuasion as the two prongs, right? And I was hoping I would hear a little bit about leadership in her journey. And Bianca, you're nodding your head a little. Did you find that there was any elements of leadership or professional growth or anything that would help you in that regard in the certification?
Absolutely. Because in operations, you're in a leadership role. So there is, in all of the certification courses that I took, there was a component of how to be a persuasive leader, how to be a leader amongst a room full of attorneys, because that is, it could be daunting. And so that leadership component was definitely there in all of my courses. And that's something that I took away from and brought back to my in-house team. Learning how to interact and lead with paralegals, because that's in legal operations as well, is very different than learning how to lead and interact with attorneys. And then learning how to, you know, kind of level up with your managers. So there's definitely a huge component of leadership in these certification courses that you typically wouldn't get in your four-year degree.
Yeah. And thank you for that. So I'm very reassured, because if that was not a part of the programming, I would raise my hand and say, well, I think we would want to hear that. So I'm really reassured that that is a part of it, because you're right. We are leaders, right? We're managing up, down, and sideways. We're working with other departments and people in every part of our organization. And so you have to have those leadership skills as a part of your professional growth.
You absolutely do. Yeah.
Tom, to answer your direct question, where am I on my continuum? Well, I can certainly say that it has crossed my mind more than a dozen, maybe two dozen times over the last decade of, should I get an MBA? Should I get a certification? Should I be involved? Mostly because I actually just love learning. I love to continue to learn. And I find it to be probably one of the best financial investments anyone can ever make is being curious, opening and broadening your horizons. And so I have thought about doing further education because I love it. So do I think someone with an MBA is going to be fantastic at budget management when they're in a legal ops role? Yeah. Like if you have a little bit of that financial background, if you have a little bit of the expertise of how to network and how to persuade people, right, to your point, Bianca. So I can go as far as saying I've thought about it, where I am on my journey today and where I am going, you know, probably after, like, you know, where I am on my journey today is I'm very interested in more of the next level. Like, what is my next level? What propels me to level up? Generally, that's around professional growth. That's around leadership. That's around, you know, all of these topics that we need as legal operations, but they may not technically be legal operations. And so I'm really finding myself very immersed in the education on that front, which I get from a bunch of different places. And so I may not be able to hold up a certification and say, hey, I have something, but I am devouring the content from any corner I can find it in.
You know, you'd be really surprised. I'm in the interview process right now. And I was really surprised when I was interviewing with an organization. The first thing that they asked me was, do you have any certifications around in the legal ops field? And that made me go, oh, okay. So I'm going down the right path. That kind of made me feel, kind of gave me some reassurance that I was going down the right path.
Wait, were you, when you were asked that, I want to put a pin right in that, because I think that's pretty
bold for a company
to ask whether or not there are certifications that you have for this profession that, quite frankly, up until less than 5 years ago, there was really no curriculum-based education for onboarding legal operations professionals across our in-house industry, right? So the fact that a company or an interviewer would ask that, I find that pretty interesting. So go on.
It is. And it was a law firm. So the person who previously held that role was an attorney. That was the person who was interviewing me. So I thought it was even more interesting that I was like, oh, okay. He said, this is just not my cup of tea. I tried it. I don't like it. So the fact that there are people out there that are really, really immersed in legal operations is amazing. And so he asked me about certifications and associations and memberships that I was a part of.
I think that is very validating.
Right.
And I think that is exactly right. Because I've also been on interviews where the attorney interviewing is actually pretty hyper-focused on credentials. Mm-hmm. And I think it goes to your earlier point of learning maybe the way that certain people's minds work, because they may not be able to wrap their head around something that's not highly credentialed because they come from that space of like working really hard to get a license. And that's how you sort of validate that you know a thing versus in the abstract, which really is where we are. Like there is not a specific, you know, certification or license or degree. That's okay. And I think that I'll probably continue down this path of like beating the drum of like, you don't need one. I think it's great and they're nice to have. And if they further your education, if they do fill in gaps that you didn't have, and if, you know, if you don't need to now work someplace for 10 years, if you were able to shortcut that, work somewhere for 2 years plus supplement it with education and get 10 years of experience or a 10-year of experience job, I think that's the right direction. But people who do not have certifications, that's okay. Like, I think it's all we sort of choose our own adventure and we pick what is working for us. But I am not at all surprised that someone who really has a respect for a license and a certification asked that question, because they probably just do not know how to wrap their head around how to judge your experience without that piece.
Mm-hmm. And on this show, and specifically the topics that we try and uncover here, a lot of times they are black and white to some extent, and a lot of it is trying to determine how to either make it better or educate or just like get the awareness out. This is a topic, we're going to have to circle back on this, because this is a topic here in which the things I would want Dora really to take away and come on and strap in, you know, Diego as they're swiping through the map and everything. Oh, yes. I told you I did this. I did this homework, y'all.
Really so watched a lot.
Things that we really want to, you know, give our audience and Dora is that, yeah, at the end of the day, this legal knowledge, it's the augmented skills that are required, but certification programs can look different for everyone, right? If you're not from a legal focused background and you want to get into legal ops, right, because you are that subject matter expert in one of the CLOC 12s or ACCYs or, you know, at Legal.io, we have kind of community standards as well for legal operations and in-house. Regardless of what you're looking to for your North Star, the program can be an educational based, but as Tommy said, it can also be these certificate programs or classes for executive leadership training. Another conversation for next time too is a lot of the things I learned at Credit Karma were actually through a coach, a professional coach that I had. So it wasn't knowledge based and it was a little bit different than even leadership based, but I think it's ultimately thinking broadly about the business and the shareholder value. So as we are getting the red light from red here. Man, we have passed by on some time on this episode. Bianca, I just want to thank you so much for coming in today, sharing your kind of unpacking your own little backpack of what you have seen in the education and professional development space.
Thank you for having me. This is wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. When we're thinking about like looking back on 2023, you know, learnings and turning the chapter ahead to 2024 and those growth opportunities, tell our listeners as well as Dora the DLO Explorer how they can kind of improve their career prospects and opportunities by investing in themselves.
Yeah, I say, you know, as we embark upon the journey to the new year, we should be thinking, you know, new year, new you, new career opportunities, and doing that via continued education, whether that be a certification program, joining a membership-based group that focuses in on legal operation. Just really invest in your future so that you can really expand your career opportunities.
Bravo. I couldn't have said it better. People don't know that I was nodding my head along. I was like, oh, yeah, we're going certifications. We're going community. We're going here. We're going there. I was like, yes, 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 yes. Do it, do it, do it. Because honestly, you cannot go wrong. You're going to pick one of them, pick right. all of them, dip your toe in every single last one of them, and you will continue to level up if you do. You're immersing yourself, you're growing, you're learning, you're being introduced to concepts and people and content and information that you didn't have in 23, in 24. Go grab it, go find it, go out. You're not going to go wrong in opening the doors. Figure out what works for you, figure out what is not your jam, but just starting to do the exploration, like Dora, like go out there, explore, find out what works for you and level up.
Couldn't agree more.
Oh, that was a House of DLO preach moment here. So honestly.
She got excited.
Exactly. So Bianca, on behalf of Tommy and I, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you, Bianca.
Thank you guys.
As we bring today's episode to a close, I'm reminded of the incredible journey we've embarked here at Dear Legal Ops. It's been a transformative period, not just for the field of legal ops, but also for our show as well. From starting off as a solo venture and then welcoming Tommy as my co-host, it's been an incredible adventure. And today's episode, with these insightful contributions from Bianca, it's been also, I think, reflective of our overall journey here at the House of Dear Legal Ops. You know, we've dug deep into the significance of whether or not there needs to be standardization, certifications, and programs that highlight a field that's constantly redefining its professional standards. But we've also tried to shine light more on the importance of personal development and that emotional resilience and career growth, especially when it comes to the in-house community. It's been a powerful reminder that our career paths are not just about the knowledge we acquire, but about the journeys we undertake and the growth we experience along the way. As we look ahead and try and follow Dora, the DLO Explorer, on that map quest journey she's going to take with Diego, we're also excited about the opportunities that continue to emerge. Olé! We believe that being diverse voices in this space isn't just about representation. It's about inspiration. It's about showing that different perspectives create richer, more effective solutions. Just like earlier today, when both Bianca and Tommy were talking about education and certification. Is it needed? Is it wanted? Is it money-based? I don't know. But each episode and every conversation we've had, it's a true testament to what we hope to bring to you, our DLO Doers and Divas, a community focused on growth, connection, and authenticity. So as we bid adieu to our DLO Dora the Explorer, let's also carry with us the spirit of continuous learning and professional development. Let's embrace the adventures that await us in the ever-evolving landscape of legal ops. But more importantly, let's continue to support and grow together as a community united by our passion for this field. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries, keep growing, and remember, in our rich, diverse world, every challenge is an opportunity for growth. And every voice adds to the richness of our collective journey.
For more Dear Legal Ops content, make sure to follow us on all social media using the handle @DearLegalOps.
Have a tough legal ops topic you want us to tackle? Submit a letter and share your stories with us at DearLegalOps.com/submit for a chance to be featured on the show.
Like what you hear? Go ahead and leave us a 5-star review wherever you're listening.
As always, I'm your host, Tom Stevenson, adding a splash of color to the lively landscape that is legal operations.
And I'm Tommy Tavares Ferreira, your voice of reason amidst the whirlwind of change, keeping it real and relatable.
Dear Legal Ops is produced by Red Rock Music.
Until next time.